I'm Petty Officer Zach Guth, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay residents enjoyed a special unique drink tasting experience. Petty Officer Kyle Fiore has the story.
A group of certified sommeliers treated residents to a night of wine tasting July 19th. Participants enjoyed six different wines exclusive to the event. The sommeliers shared more about their job and the event.
We're wine specialists. There's levels of testing and service, blind tasting, and also essays that you have to take.
We're going to have six different wines that we have our WSET tasting paperwork so that they'll be able to taste it just like we do when we're in class, learning how to look at color, smell aromas, have flavor profiles.
They also reminded all residents to drink responsibly. Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Kyle Fiore.
In other news around the fleet, a group of reserve CBs from Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 18 put the finishing touches on a brand new house for a family of Native Americans in need. The project was done as a part of the DoD Innovative Readiness Training Program in partnership with the Southwest Indian Foundation. Various construction disciplines were exercised, from concrete to framing to plumbing and electrical, all skills with which military construction teams need real-world experience with to succeed in their brand of warfighting, said Commander Leia Cuccioni, the battalion's commanding officer, a win-win situation for both parties involved. This July marks the 50th anniversary of women in military chaplaincy. Reverend Diana Fullman was commissioned as a Navy chaplain, making the Navy the first of the armed services to open military chaplaincy to women. Over the last 40 years, the women of the Chaplain Corps have distinguished themselves in both war and peace. Their devotion to spiritual readiness of our service members, even when facing discrimination, represents the best of our nation. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Zach Guth.